The president says the new overtime rules would effectively mean a raise for about 5 million Americans. But some business groups see negative, unintended consequences. NPR's Yuki Noguchi spoke with some workers about how they say the change could affect them.
Barrett Sanger has managed a music store in Corpus Christi for the last 7 years. He oversees 24 employees, stocks inventory, and fills in for sales clerks who call in sick. Sanger averages 62 hours of work a week. But because he's a salaried manager, he isn't paid for any extra hours worked.
As of right now, there is a zero tolerance for overtime. I've been written up for employees hitting overtime.
Sanger earns more than $23,660 a year. So, under existing law, his employer can exclude him from earning overtime pay. But the president's proposal would more than double the minimum salary level to $50,440, meaning Sanger's salary would either have to increase or he would get paid for those extra hours. He isn't optimistic it will come to that.
I would be fearful that I would be replaced by someone who could do the job at their expectation at a lower hourly rate or at a lower pay.
Sanger says his employer has already cut higher paid employees. If he gets replaced, he says he wants to find a job where he will be paid hourly and get overtime. Being salaried, he says, isn't worth it.
You are signing off to a certain degree for indentured servitude. You're signing off on having to go above and beyond with no additional compensation.
Advocates of the changes in overtime rules say they're long overdue. They say workers are often misclassified as managers in order to skirt paying overtime. Justin Swartz is an employment attorney representing workers. He says updating the Fair Labor Standards Act will help curb abuse of salaried workers.
One of the purposes of the FLSA is to encourage companies to hire more workers instead of squeezing work out of the workers that they have.
Nor, he argues, do the changes mean businesses' costs will skyrocket.
The only employers for whom it would make sense to raise somebody's salary a great deal in order to avoid paying them overtime are the ones who are exploiting the employees the worst to begin with.
Dozens of categories of employees, including teachers and seasonal workers, will not see pay increases if the proposal is adopted because their positions are already specifically exempt from the law. But the business community says the proposal would still have the far-reaching effect of raising costs, especially for retail and restaurants. David French is chief lobbyist for the National Retail Federation. He says employers will have to demote managers to hourly work, which will reduce paths to advancement.
There are going to be fewer places for people with aspirations to go. And, you know, eventually that's not the pathway to the middle class future that the president likes to talk about.
Elizabeth Suffren says salaried work was not a career stepping stone for her. 4 years ago, she managed a call center in Boston. She fell outside the bounds of overtime rules because her salary was $24,000.
So it was just above what was required for me to allow to be exempt.
She says her employer made unreasonable claims on her time, early mornings, late nights, and Sundays. Suffren says even lunch breaks were a challenge.
I never realized that I was actually like federally mandated to be allowed a 30-minute meal period until I actually read the wage and hour laws poster that's required to be hung up on the wall. And then I brought it up with my supervisor and he's like, well, where did you hear that? I was like, well, I read it on the poster on the wall right there.
Suffren eventually quit and took a customer service job earning twice as much with hourly pay plus overtime and bonuses. She says her old employer's policies hurt morale. She might have stayed longer, she says, if she felt her time had been valued. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.